Welcome to Don't Be Caged by Your Age, a podcast devoted to dissolving ageist beliefs and fears and providing pathways for you to repurpose, reimagine, and reinvent your decades of lived experiences. I'm your host, Andy Lyons, celebrating my 67th year of living, and I know you'll find the resources, ideas, and inspiration you need to thrive after 65. Listeners, you will love meeting our guest, Charlotte Livingston. 65 and hailing from Toronto, Charlotte shares her multifaceted life experiences, from fashion and early childhood education to becoming Mrs. Claus and owning a pole dancing studio in her 50s. Today, Charlotte is a beacon of light in the pro-aging movement, spreading positivity and style as a sustainable fashion model. Stay tuned for a delicious conversation. Welcome to Don't Be Caged by Your Age, Charlotte. I'm so delighted you're here to share your insights, stories, and advice with our listeners.
And I'm excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so grateful that you're here. Hey, before we dive into our delicious conversation, and listeners, you have to know, Charlotte and I are already yabbering about age and all the transitions with ageism and pro-aging, but Charlotte, before we dive into a delicious conversation, please let listeners know, what is your age and where are you from?
Well, I'm 65 and so proud of it. And I am hailing from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Oh my gosh. Do you know that I have a Twitter list from back in the day called Amazing Toronto Goddesses? There are so many wonderful women in Toronto that I absolutely love and adore. Shout out to all of you Toronto goddesses, because really, what a beautiful place to be from, Charlotte.
Definitely is. It's been home since I was actually 9 years old. I was born in Vancouver, British Columbia, on the west, our west coast in Canada. But Toronto is, deep in my heart.
So, Charlotte, you have lived some incredible decades in your life. Would you just please give us a little bit of a flavor of where you've been and who you are, with a story or two about what you've been up to in the last 40, 50 years?
40, 50 years? Well, I became a mom in my 20s, two sons, stay-at-home mom, super happy, best job I ever had in my whole life, as far as I'm concerned. And it's lovely that it's a continuum. And then I, did various things. Actually, I should back up just a little bit before the motherhood thing. I attended the Fashion Institute of Canada and graduated in fashion merchandising. I was a consultant for a bridalwear manufacturer, a sales consultant in Southern Ontario and Quebec.
And as they grew and you began to pursue other options and interests, you have a passion for cars. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, when my children were in their teen years, I have a passion for babies and toddlers. So I went back to school and got my early childhood education. And during my time there at the Seneca College, I saw a posting for reading stories to children posed as the iconic Mrs. Claus. So in 2001, I became Mrs. Claus at Christmas time. I did this for a few years. I've done it off and on. But the best season was in 2018, when I had just purchased a BMW i8. And my second grandson, who was 5 at the time, said, "Gran's got a race car." Because it was, the i8 is a hybrid electric.
And it's hot.
Race car. It's sexy 400 hot. Horsepower.
It's sexy hot.
Yeah. Well, I was gifted candy cane stripes on the i8 from a car detailer, car artist here in Toronto. And I was in a Santa Claus parade in front of Santa Claus with my three grandsons at the time. I now have three granddaughters that came after that. So grand of 6 here. And we were in the i8 and we went through the parade. The kids still remember that. They covered the BMW on the nose of it in velvet. So it was Rudolph's cushy Mrs. Claus on it, and not just Santa's wife, the iconic woman behind the scenes and how important she is. I started when I was in my 40s doing Mrs. Claus, and actually originally I had to wear a wig because I had red hair, not my gray hair. And people even looked at me and said, "You're not old enough." I did become a grandmother actually in my mid to late 40s. And that was amazing.
And Charlotte, as you know, because we were talking about aging before we hit the record button, as you were in your 40s and one of your children gifted you with being a grandmother, how did you look at what we were raised with is called the golden years? Like, how were you framing this time up for yourself? Because you're very young. I had my second child at 42. Okay. My first at 39. So I'm an old mom, but.
Well, yeah. I mean, that is what is truly amazing, because the golden years for me bring about thinking about me as a bridesmaid at 5, being in a gold dress that inspired me throughout my life, playing with Twiggy when I was a little girl and having her in gold. I used to have this reoccurring dream of me in the Twiggy dress. Well, ultimately, in my 50s, I owned a pole dancing studio and taught pole dancing, and I managed to be on stage on a pole in a gold sequin dress, over the knee gold sequin boots, and those are my golden years.
Oh my gosh, listeners, can you get that image? Come on. Talk about shattering age-related expectations. A pole dancing company in your gold lamé. And oh, and listeners, yeah. Do you remember Twiggy? I mean, I remember Twiggy like yesterday.
I still have my Twiggy doll. So when Barbie came out last summer, the movie, yes. I was like, here's my Twiggy doll. There is that whole thing of the stereotypical Barbie and unattainable body goals or
yeah,
whatever. And I just don't let that affect me. I take from it. And that's how I arrive at my style too. Right. It's not about trying to be something else, but truly be me.
Folks, I found Charlotte on Instagram. Okay. And Charlotte's Instagram handle is style.with.charlotte. And I was like, say what? Who is this gorgeous glowing goddess? Oh my gosh, look at her. She's doing amazing things. And now the fact that you had your Twiggy doll and you liked fashion, you went to the Fashion Institute
of Canada.
Yeah. Of Canada.
When I was a stay-at-home mom, actually, I was a dressmaker. I took a tailoring course. I wasn't a slow-down stay-at-home mom. I was like balancing lots of things.
You were feeding your interests and passions.
Yeah. So I actually got to make little girl dresses for my friends' daughters, but I did make some things for my sons as well. Actually, their Halloween costumes are, we still have them. They're in the archives. And that was fun. So, you know, creativity there and styling and making choices about themes and that sort of thing. So I interweave it in most everything that I do, but I've become much more confident and more myself as I've transitioned from, I really hit a wall looking at my 60th birthday, actually. That was a really hard one. I mean, I have actually struggled with depression and anxiety throughout my whole life. I've had a couple of very serious hospitalizations, but I guess that's when I started more to be on social media and pick up on the pro-age woman with Mary Fishman, how it's become a magazine, etc., and some of the other women, people who were modeling all their lives, but now at a certain age, being out there and social media gave them a place. And I took that as a cue that I was on the right path.
Yeah.
And I could be a part of it. I felt a little bit like the Canadian flag waver. I felt more like the UK and Australia had more of a pro-age movement than Canada did.
Or the US.
Or the US. Yeah. Now I feel like North America is
A little catching up, but I have to tell you, the goddesses in UK have been leading the charge on pro aging. And one of our favorite places to go on Instagram and for me on LinkedIn is Ageism is Never in Style.
Yes. And I was going to wear their button because I got one of their buttons way back. And I.
But Charlotte, I also want to talk a little bit about turning 60. And with all due respect for our women friends and their and men, of course, in their 40s and 50s, 60 is a whole nother ball game. And that's why I ask people, are you old enough to be on the show? I mean, this is a 60 plus show.
It sort of feels like we get defined about the menopausal thing. Yeah, but is that really the defining factor? Is it more just a...
It's just something that happens. And I think it's really when the clock strikes midnight on 60, you're faced with a lot of different things, listeners. Your body is really starting to express that it's been around for six decades. And then, of course, the internalized ageist beliefs are hitting you square in the face. Everybody has their process. Listeners, we'd love to know how you felt when you turned 60 and any changes or processes or depressions or challenges that you went through. I mean, it is a privilege to make it to your 60s, 70s, and 80s, 90s. No doubt about it. Right, Charlotte?
Yeah. And that brings to mind something. I'm 65. But carrying in my life, because when I was a teenager, I lost my grandfather suddenly to a heart attack at 67.
Wow.
I was, 15 or 16. And at that stage, you know, grandparents, like old, I don't know. But missing him for so long and now transitioning into that decade, my grandmother lived until she was 82. My mother is going strong at 88. Have to tell you about my
mom.
That's another piece about the golden years of what was set up for me is watching my grandmother learn Italian, travel to Italy, spend time in Florence, all from the time she was a widow, I guess, in her 60s until, so two decades.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Fought cancer, beat it in her late 70s. Did not die from cancer. My mother lives in the Rocky Mountains, just outside the gates of Waterton National Park.
So beautiful.
Idyllic. Anyway, she's there at 88, knows those mountains and those trails in Waterton like the back of her hand. She wrote a trail guide 30 years ago or something with her partner at the time and some other people. So she knows, she's done guiding. She's hiked in Morocco. She's hiked like so many different places because my grandfather was a very important conservationist on the West Coast and in Canada. There's a mountain, Hague Brown Mountain, named after my grandparents.
Wow.
And my mother hiked that not that long ago.
Oh my gosh. I mean, my husband and I just did Banff in September and we thought we were pretty good. He's 72. Of course, I was 67. And wow, we just thought we were the bee's knees.
Yeah, well, I
88 now is our new goal.
Yeah, still going strong, definitely, and having those mountains at her back door.
Charlotte, this is wonderful representation because what we're learning, listeners, through the folks that are coming on, it is this adaptability, flexibility, and agility, and a lot of it is the mental agility to reframe what we think the aging process is, and the key is learning new things, learning Italian, going on the trails, writing a guide, you know, doing all these things that you might not have thought of doing after the age of 65 to thrive. But all of a sudden, why not? And why not now?
And one of the things that comes to my mind, I kind of go, excuse me, what? Is senior citizen and retirement? People want to qualify me. And it's like, oh, you're retired now. And I'm like, no, I'm busier than I was when I had two little toddlers. And I ran across this not so very long ago to reframe retirement and make it rewirement.
And speaking of what are you doing at this age and stage, listeners, you have got to hop on over to Charlotte's Instagram feed, style.with.charlotte. and see her model like nobody's business. Please share with everybody how this happened, because I know you just came back from a training or an event, because of course, listeners, I do follow her like glue on Instagram. So I'm always cheering wildly from the comments. Tell everybody how you got into modeling, why, and what are you up to with it?
Well, I've dabbled in modeling throughout my life. One time that stands out for me was when I was 12 in grade 7. There was an opportunity. This is where I learned to sew at school. And the pattern company, it was either Simplicity or Butterick, I think, came and brought clothes that were already made. And we put on a fashion show. What an opportunity. I found that I really liked that. I also come from a dance background, so I actually had already been choreographing and being on stage, and I knew how that felt and kind of liked it. Hence the pole dancing much later and on stage dancing, etc. But the modeling piece, I mean, the finale that we did at the Fashion Institute of Canada when I was that modeling opportunity and true fashion show was wonderful. Then life got in its way. I was still dancing, but in my own living room or rocking colicky babies. And initially in that tough time around 60, et cetera, and deciding, well, what do I really want to do when I grow up?
Right.
I started Style with Charlotte as a personal styling business and was heading in that direction.
And Charlotte, when you say styling, what does that mean?
Well, they could hire me to style them. I have morphed into showing, as many people have on Instagram, but I do it in a different sort of way because I also am very aware of the whole sustainability and the footprint that fashion makes and the consumerism piece about fashion of you have to buy new, you can't rewear anything. I'm wanting to, as a person, remain sustainable and also reflect what I'm doing to be sustainable. So the idea of being a personal stylist and taking people shopping, being a personal shopper for somebody and keeping that consumerism, capitalism thing going, I couldn't do it. And the pandemic had a, you know, big sort of let's rework all of this. And
sure,
I certainly looked at my values and being shut down in many ways and a lot of fear and my anxiety rose up. I really checked out of the world during those years. And then in coming back, it was like, now's the time to live my dream.
How did you get past the, well, I'm not 20 and modeling. How'd you get past that block?
The love-hate relationship with social media of seeing women who, you know, also the big trend through the pandemic of let that gray hair. I had already done that. I gave up on that whole coloring thing and, you know, hide
Bravo.
The gray.
And, and for those who are listening, Charlotte has an amazing head of hair, gorgeous silver fox right there.
So seeing all of that, I must admit that the Canadian fashion scene is not as inclusive as I would like. So I go to auditions and it doesn't pan out, but I've had some opportunities. And my recent foray into New York City, because of Gwen DeVoe and Bathsheba Hayes' show and New York Fashion Week and Silver Fox Model Camp, to go and be with all these amazing women, I'm just, it is me. I am happening. I'm doing lives with Toronto Designers Market, very supported there, other opportunities. I mean, you never know who you're inspiring. That's the thing about social media is there's plenty of people who scroll and just hold space for myself.
No, it's wonderful. It's also very courageous to say, this is what I'm going to do at this age and stage of life. But I know you're not alone. There's a huge community on Instagram of women 60 plus who are rocking it. There's a great platform called Glorious Broads with Mary Jane Fahey. And I'll have links, listeners, for those in the show notes. It's remarkable. And I also truly and genuinely love that you are focused on the sustainability, because listeners, you may not want to hear this, but we all pretty much have a credit card size worth of plastic in our bodies from all the plastic used for fashion. And right after cows and maybe cement is fashion, for creating so much pollution and a huge carbon footprint.
Yeah. And I also am grateful that I'm a bit of a hoarder, because I do have clothes from some time ago and I can bring them back out. And I miss some things that I really wish I just kept space for. I saved my kids' clothes and handed them on to my grandchildren. I was already shopping at this secondhand clothing stores, I guess we'll call them. It's more appropriate to call it vintage, but pre-loved. Yes. I've been doing that my whole life.
I love pre-loved. I'm right there. If I could do a fist bump through the screen, I would do that with you. From when I was 19, I was doing pre-loved. In fact, folks, if you hop on over to Andy Lyons' Instagram feed, you are going to see one of my favorite pre-loved Tiffany blue leather coats made by St. John back in probably the late 90s, early 20s, picked up by yours truly at the secondhand store on Newbury Street in Boston for like practically free. And it still looks great 20 years later. It's just amazing.
I'm super pleased with myself that I kept something which is a three-piece butter yellow leather suit that I bought when I don't know, sold my first car, I guess, when I was in the car industry in the 90s. And I recently went to a sustainability event where they were launching this sweatshirt that you're going to be able to pay back and then recycle back to them. Anyway, it's a huge thing, a lovely thing. And I wore my leather suit, Canadian brand, and it's a proud moment.
And listeners, if you upcycle, if you have some favorite clothes from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 00s, let us know. Okay. Let us know. Even if you have a photo on your Instagram feed, tag us so we can come see it and go ooh and ah. Because upcycling is great and being able to wear something from back in the day. So, Charlotte, as you continue to move through these wonderful years with your vibrant, delicious self, what do you think is going to start evolving for you? Do you have any intentions, any plans, any strategies for style.with.charlotte?
Well, I mean, my dream would be to be the spokesperson face of a campaign for, I don't know, Mrs. Claus and a car company, maybe?
Come on.
I would love to do a campaign around Mrs. Claus. And actually, I took it from a lovely book, Sue Fleiss, Mrs. Claus Takes the Reins, I just think is a wonderful concept.
Oh my gosh.
And The Truth About Mrs. Claus is another one that's phenomenal. This is written by Mina Harris. She's sister of your vice president. This is a phenomenal story.
That's great.
So, yeah. And
I am holding that. And listeners, let's all hold that space for Charlotte. Let's all follow Charlotte on Instagram, style.with.charlotte, and watch and support. And if you know anybody who would be like an introduction to somebody who might know somebody to help fulfill this dream about Mrs. Claus.
Well, actually, Mrs. Claus and her lifestyle is an Instagram account that I also hold that has all the Mrs. Claus stuff on it.
I will have the link to that in the show notes for sure. So as we wrap up, Charlotte, this has been such a wonderful and meaningful conversation. You've had just this fun, divine, interesting life with all the usual human frailty moments, because being human is not easy. And finding ways to navigate all the different stages and ages of our lives. I'm so grateful you did the work, got the help that you needed to help you keep bringing your beautiful vibe and energy to the world. What advice do you have, folks, who might be struggling with aging and feeling that they are caged by their age, that they have these indoctrinated beliefs that are just preventing them, where there's telling them, I'm too old to do that. What advice do you have for them?
Well, I think just opening eyes and ears to what's happening, such as this podcast or some of the other people that are on social media. I know, as I said before, it's a love-hate relationship, but there is more of a wave. When I went to the Silver Fox model camp, the gentleman there, David Hand, brought up the silver wave is coming. The silver wave is taking over. And I think we really are gaining momentum. And, you know, social media is a two-way street. Reach out to us, ask us. I'm approachable. Many of the other A-lister people, I'm so inspired by Helen Mirren. I've done similar photo shoots of her posing, et cetera. Or, you know, Vogue and Bazaar are putting us on the covers of magazines.
They really are, especially in Europe.
The visual stuff and the fashion stuff. But I also have a lot to say. And so I'm also coming about in my speaking engagements and being more forthright in talking, of speaking up and not just being the pretty face all about fashion and perfection and everything, because it's the A role. There's the B role, and then there's real life, man. And I'm there.
Right. And it can be hard. And learning to have radical self-love, listeners, for this age and stage, as our bodies are changing in such a way, there's just no getting it back. I don't care what anybody says. And you don't want to. You want to be able to love yourself as you are today. You'll never be younger than you are right in this moment. Yeah. And it's important that you be gentle and compassionate with these shifts and these changes. But also, if you've made it to 65, you're going to probably be thriving a good 20 plus more years. What are you going to do? Because we want you, we need you. And when you go and see Charlotte on Instagram, you, I know, will be so inspired. Please stop by and say hi to her and say, hey, I heard you on Andy Lyon's show, Don't Be Caged by Your Age. And Charlotte, you're absolutely right. We're here to hold hands with everybody. This is a team sport, aging.
Yeah, and that's what Style with Charlotte really came about, of wanting to come alongside women in their fifth and sixth decade of life and beyond, to be there, because there wasn't really that for me. I missed that. And the depression anxiety piece made it more challenging. So I want to be what I didn't have to others. That's really what it is: making community, talking, helping, assisting, whatever it is. And if you're not into fashion and you're not into style, that's cool too. It's not for everybody, but, you know, my grandchildren are really important to me. I was blessed a couple of years ago with two granddaughters, twins, that are 2.5. It's just life all over again, you know?
That's right. It's the circle of life. It really is.
Yeah, and my mother about to celebrate her 88th birthday next weekend. Just keeping all those stages of life and what we see, and reaching back. And I say, I often use the hashtag, I do it for my grandchildren.
There we go. Representation matters. So they have this role model of a woman who is loving and supportive and also filling her needs and being fully expressed in the world. And listener, Charlotte's absolutely right. When you swing by her IG feed, you're going to get more than just a shot of courage watching her be in her full expressed self. But also, Charlotte is always talking about the circle of life, being a grandmother, sustainability, and other things that you would really enjoy following. So I got to tell you, Charlotte, I am so glad you said yes to come on the show and share your deliciousness with everybody and your wonderful story and insights for aging. Any last thoughts before we wrap up?
Ageism is never in style.
Bravo. Okay, folks, you know what to do. You follow Charlotte everywhere she glows. All the links will be in the show notes. And remember, you have so much to give. So do not let those internalized ageist beliefs prevent you from pursuing new dreams and opportunities, no matter what age you're at. Keep going. Keep glowing. I'm here for you. We're all holding hands with you. Stop by, say hi. And until next time, I'm wishing you a delicious day everywhere you glow. Cheers from Boston. Mwah, everyone. Listeners, I'm so grateful you carved out time to tune in and grab the gems from this delicious conversation. Be sure to hop on over to Don't Be Caged by Your Age on LinkedIn or Instagram to share your thoughts about ageism and unretirement. Because in this space, your age doesn't define you, it refines you. If you are inspired by a story you hear, it would mean the world to me if you would subscribe, share, rate, and review the podcast. To receive an alert whenever a new show is posted, please join the Don't Be Caged by Your Age newsletter. Every month, you'll receive links to the podcast and helpful resources for creating possibilities for your unretirement days. Thank you for tuning in. I am so excited to hear how you found ways to thrive after 65. Waving from Boston, cheers.